What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor presented by Barstool News Network. It is Tuesday, February 4th, 2020, and I'm wearing camo and no undershirt in honor of Iowa caucusing tonight as we record. How you guys feeling down in Austin?
I am very nervous. I am anxiety riddled. I could use Xanax.
Mm-hmm. I went to New York this weekend, and I'm in the early stages of incubating the coronavirus.
Yeah, Pat's over here after getting off the airplane telling us how bad he feels.
Yeah, not great.
So that's good.
Yep.
That's not good.
Yeah. But
that's really
bad. The
caucus
is crazy. The reason I'm anxious is because I have a lot of shares on Bernie, a lot of money riding on Bernie.
What are you more anxious about right now, coronavirus or Bernie?
Yeah.
At this moment, Bernie, but if...
In retrospect, Bernie's going to seem pretty small, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's an overreaction right now to Bernie. It's going to go back to the coronavirus. Yeah.
Speaking of Iowa videos, we posted the Iowa video, so please like and share that if you haven't already. And we've been posting more videos recently, and I've been looking at the numbers, and I found out that I push more videos if I'm wearing a mustache instead of a beard, so...
Nice.
I have things to consider.
It's possible. It's a possible X
factor. Well, I've crunched the numbers on.
They need
the
us to look
images.
Different too, Will. So I'm gonna start starving myself. But you and I look too much alike, and people confuse us. So yeah, get rid of the beard.
People confuse us all the time. Yeah, yeah.
That's very true.
So the mustache might need to be the differentiator.
Yeah.
Also, I encourage, you know, we both need to lose weight.
Yeah. I'm going to let my hair grow out. You have short hair and you'll have a mustache. I'll have a beard, longer hair.
We'll figure it out.
Let's do the show.
You just start talking about Nevada and no one will be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, we've got a long lightning round of stories today. The order is Wes, Mark, Pat, then myself. Get us going, Wes.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt, and I do not apologize for that. Oh, yeah.
All right, Mark, I've got some bad news for you.
Come on, man.
The coronavirus can be spread through shit.
What do you mean?
That's not bad news. That's
fecal matter. So that means no public pools for you this summer or me.
Oh, damn.
Coronavirus will be dead in the summer.
You think?
You think so?
It's gone, bro. It's a flu. It's the influenza. It's a form of the influenza, right? So, like, that's just a winter type.
Pat's so matter of fact today. He's in a very grumpy mood.
He knows everything. Yeah. He's grumpy.
I didn't get a lot
of
sleep.
Yeah.
It's killing a lot of people, though, in China, right? So
it's killed. Yeah, we'll get to it. 20,000 cases so far, over 425 deaths.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be
and that's a
really
low number,
bad flu.
Probably. It also means that diarrhea is many times the first indicator that you might die of the virus. And that was the first sign of worry in the first case in the U.S., which there's now 11 cases of it as of today.
See, that's a problem for me because I have such frequent diarrhea that I wouldn't be able to catch if it was the coronavirus or not. Yeah,
because you have keto flu.
It's the keto flu. Yeah, it's the alcohol and the diet.
Yeah, it's also hard to pay attention to anything else in your body whenever you have diarrhea. That just kind of takes over all your attention.
Question. Could you just eat cheese and then you'd never get diarrhea so you could never die of the coronavirus?
No, I've been eating plenty of cheese the past several years. Well, it's just...
And it'll just... All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said...
Hard-hitting news on Hard Factor News.
Yeah. But don't worry. The most common way of getting the disease is still just breathing and going about your daily life around someone who has no idea they have the virus.
Get away from me, Pat.
2-week period where it can still be spread without even knowing it exists in your body. So this thing is just making every last hole in your body its mode of transport. And of course, this is extremely dangerous to third world countries where the sewage and water system may not be so great. So that's bad news. And like I said, as of right now, 20,000 cases, 11 in the U.S.
Poor plumbers.
Pat, you want to tell us how not dangerous it is again?
The coronavirus?
Yeah.
You're talking about in the winter or the summer?
Talking about right now.
This is awful news for plumbers.
Yeah, it is. It's bad news for ass eaters, plumbers.
Ass to mouth. Yeah. Not great.
Yeah. ATM
bad
gals.
Bad news for everybody.
So,
Wes, ATM do you know where this thing's at inside the country? Like which
California has
it's
some
everywhere,
cases.
Will. It doesn't matter where it's reported. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's a lot of places. The newest case in California, I think.
Hard Factor studio right now.
Which makes sense.
stop saying that.
Yeah. So it's in Austin now, thanks to Pat. Yeah. So anyway, don't eat ass. And if you have diarrhea, watch yourself for the next couple of days.
Yeah, if it's not common for you. All right, guys. Did you guys catch the Iowa caucus? Holy moly, what a thunderstorm of electricity. I've changed my mind, and I think every state should caucus because caucusing is hilarious. You just go inside an indoor basketball gym and shout at people opposing you. It's like a middle school dance on crack. It's pretty interesting.
I gotta agree, man. It's America at work. It's democracy at work. It's pretty awesome that
I know what, I hard disagree.
Okay, cool.
I think that caucusing is very partisan by nature because you have to declare for one of the two parties in order to caucus.
Well, let me shut you down there real quick. Good point made. But what I'm saying is it's the state that's most actively involved in the political process that I've seen is Iowa.
You're saying Iowa.
Through these caucuses.
Iowa,
adapts to Iowa for sure. I'm saying caucusing as a process, I think.
Okay,
let me rephrase. Process,
I think everyone should do it.
People.
I think everyone should do it how Iowa does it, and I agree with you that having to declare Democrat or Republican, and you can only enter, based on your declaration of the state, is kind of lame. But it's just Iowa's thing is pretty crazy.
There's too many kids at caucuses for Pat. You should have heard.
Well, hold on, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, they shouldn't let the kids in.
So what they were doing,
18 and up, right?
Well, if you guys weren't watching, you can go. You can go to the thing, but like these poor volunteer caucus leaders, what they do is you sit in a section. Hopefully, if it's a bleachered style basketball court. They have you fill every seat so they can quickly count you. So they'll go, it's 5 rows by 13 deep. But then these motherfuckers are bringing their dumbass kids in there to sit next to them in their seats.
Throwing
and the caucus counters are having a hard time.
Parents should be allowed to vote, though.
They should, but leave your goddamn kids on the floor.
Yeah, so if you can't afford a babysitter or have kids, then you shouldn't be allowed to participate
not
in Iowa.
Not in Pat's America.
At
the time of this recording, we don't know exactly who won the Iowa caucus, which is still going on. It's looking like Bernie and Mayor Peter that are the two choices.
They're even right
one
now.
One of the two of them is going to win. Unpredicted, it keeps going up and down. Bernie took a huge drop, and Mayor Pete took a huge increase about 30 minutes ago. Now Bernie's back up to where he was at about 72 cents a share, yes.
One point about who's in third, though, is Liz Warren by a landslide.
She's fucking Bernie over.
Yeah. That's really, really siphoning
votes.
She's
taking
votes
from Bernie. And it's making me real stressful because I have a maxed out $850 bet, which is the most you can bet on a market to return me $1,400. And that's all on Bernie. I'm hoping he pulls it out. I'm hoping it's going to be okay. And you guys, you know what? I placed that bet on the coolest website, our sponsor. Predicted, and if you go to www.predicted.org/promo/hardfactor20 and deposit at least $20, they're going to give you a free $20. You can bet on whatever you want. There's hundreds of markets. Real quick, if Bernie did win, when you're listening to this, you're going to want to bet on will the same person that won Iowa win New Hampshire. You're going to want to bet yes on that. If Bernie lost and Mayor Peter someone won, you're going to want to bet no on the same person winning both Iowa and New Hampshire. That's a cool market. Check that out. Today is the State of the Union, right? This is the 4th. There are some fun markets to bet on for that came out yesterday, just like the Democratic debates. If you want to get through the State of the Union, you're going to want to bet on it. Some of the markets are: how long will Trump speak in the State of the Union on February 4th? 64 minutes or fewer is the lowest. It goes all the way up to 100 minutes or more. How many times will the audience applaud the State of the Union? That's like in the 80s to 150 range. My favorite: how many times will Trump say America in the State of the Union?
That's a great one.
That's an awesome one. That one is also 64 or fewer is the lowest band, and 100 or more is the highest. And lastly,
I feel like the over is like tempting.
I think he did 78 last time. 78 America. So
I'm putting some cash on that.
Yeah, that's a cool one. And then last is, will Trump say exonerate in State of the Union, which is a trading about at a coin flip right now. I would imagine he says exonerate and all sorts of adjectives related to it. And
it's hard for him to say exonerate.
He's going to say got off.
Yeah, he's going to say witch hunt. There are hundreds of markets, as I mentioned. It's the greatest thing in the world. Just sign up and get a free 20 to gamble. Totally legal in all 50 states. If you deposit at least 20, you get that free 20. Go to www.predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20.
All right, guys. An Orthodox Jewish couple is suing American Airlines for discrimination after they were kicked off a Miami to Detroit flight last year for, quote, offensive body odor. Yeah, Yehunda Yusuf and Jenny Adler, along with her 19-month-old daughter, were asked to get off the plane shortly after being seated. The family was extremely confused, but once they got off the plane, an agent let them know that they'd been removed.
You're stinky.
Because they stink.
You're too stinky.
You're too stinky. You got to get off the plane. Apparently, they were told initially, ma'am and sir, there's an emergency and you need to get off the plane immediately.
Just you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an emergency.
But then when they got there, when they got off the plane, an agent said, you stink. And I watched the video of these guys essentially talking to some guy that had, you know, he's just a security guy. And the security guard is saying, like, did you say that you don't shower as part of your religious beliefs? And the guy was like, no, I didn't say that at all. That's not true.
No, I just stink.
I just stink. Yeah. Okay, anyway, in the federal lawsuit, the couple claimed they were singled out because they were, quote, visibly Jewish, and indeed they are. And in a statement to NBC News.
What does that mean? Never mind.
Well, I mean, it means that he was wearing a yarmulke.
Okay,
her
but
hair
they were
was
told
covered.
They stink.
He had like the long curly hair.
Yeah.
That's established, right?
Yeah, they looked like Orthodox Jews. Okay. You could tell, you know, anyway. Yeah. So, okay, in a statement to NBC News, American Airlines says, quote, the Adler family was asked to deplane after multiple passengers and our crew complained about Mr. Adler's body odor. And in this video where Mr. Adler's talking to the security guard, he's like, I showered. Well, this is bullshit. It's not a religious thing. And I totally agree, Mr. Adler. You just stink.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for like a sponsorship to pop up, like an Old Spice or someone.
You just stink, Mr. Know? Adler. And that's okay. Yeah. It's okay to stink whatever religion you are. I think we've all stunk before.
I stink
you,
right now.
You just gotta own it.
You guys are all, Wes is wearing shoes, but the other two are just shoeless doing a podcast.
Yeah, but my socks are old. So.
I believe you stink.
I'm on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm on a 7 of stinky. Right
I've smelled, you know, my point is these guys, look, they weren't being targeted because they were Jewish. They were targeted because they stunk. And when you stink on a plane.
This isn't the first time this has happened, Pat. There was a guy like in Europe that stunk on a plane and he got kicked off. And it turned out he just had like an illness and he died like 2 weeks later. He was, like,
I mean, like you're allowed to.
He just smelled of death. Yeah.
I feel like they should offer him another flight. Or the family, if they're able to like clean up and not stink.
No humans are all.
Well, what they did was they offered them meals, hotels, and they rebooked them the next day. Hopefully, after they used the shower in the hotel to de-stink.
Right, the facilities. That seems like a reasonable fix.
Yeah, and you know what?
The lawsuit.
I bet the next day probably didn't stink.
Right.
Probably didn't stink the next day. You know what I mean?
Are they suing the airline?
They're suing the airline in both federal court and civil court.
Put them on a flight with all
so
dogs.
This could
and
have
cats.
Been a ploy by them to just be real stinky, get kicked off the plane, and then sue. Could it be?
That's where Wes's head's
conspiracy
at.
Conspiracy theory, Wes. Yeah. Well, what's up with
it's
these? What's up with these fireflies?
Oh, it's not good with the fireflies. there's guys. It's a bad situation. There's more than 2,000 different kinds of fireflies around the world.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of varieties of fireflies. All of them, they light up at night and make kids smile when the kids chase the fireflies, get them into the jars and stuff. They're just magical.
That's what most
bugs,
of us you know? Did. Will most yeah. of us got them into jars? Not Wes though.
Wes, what did you do?
I used to smush them to you know get the excrement out of them, hit them with rackets sometimes. But this is when I was
well,
very young.
When we were talking about this story before we got into it. Wes was like, "This is bullshit because these fireflies are magical for kids
like me, who
I used to beat them with a tennis racket."
I can appreciate a beautiful deer and also chomp on its loins the next minute too. So you know,
that's
it doesn't
true.
Matter.
Okay, guys, smushing fireflies with his fingers.
Nobody smushed fireflies to see the cool stuff in their abdomens.
Wes's parents are like,
oh yeah, okay. I'm the only guy in the whole fucking world that smushed a firefly to get the fucking glowy shit out of it.
Quick, get the tennis racket. I think I can smash this one.
Yeah, Wes's parents sent him into the night with a badminton racket.
Yeah, he's got a glow in the dark racket.
Yeah, they're real cool when they're in the jar.
Go learn about science, Wes.
I was on enough camping trips as a kid to have done the same, Wes.
Thank you.
It sounds like you like. like to smash them a lot, but
not me.
I saw what they look
he
like.
He knew exactly what their guts would look like every time. Yep. He kept doing it.
You got to collect it if you want to paint something with it.
Wes was taking the innards and just doing little hash marks on his arm for each one he killed.
Find a cave.
Like the Predator.
Yeah. I've got like terrible news for New York. Firefly Hunter Wes, because it turns out that fireflies all over the globe are on track for extinction.
That's true.
This is according to the journal Bioscience. They warn that not only firefly populations descending worldwide, but they're going to keep going down as long as three things continue to destroy their mating habits. And the three things are, which I don't think they're going to stop,
Wes,
habitat loss. So them losing forests and swamps because they're converted for farming and construction. Light pollution. So that's, you know, we're not going to have fewer lights anytime soon. And pesticide use, which everybody uses pesticides to make sure that you get more crops. So seems like basically fireflies are just going to be extinct at some point.
That's sad. Yeah. That is like a very rite of passage childhood thing.
But you feel pretty good about that, Wes, right?
It's been 30 years since I've smushed a firefly, Pat.
Wes has been waiting for this day for the fireflies.
You put it in motion.
I thoroughly enjoy them now.
I mean, like, he's got to be mad that that his son can't smash as many fireflies as he could when he was.
Did you give your son your old racket?
No, we don't play basketball.
Wes,
even though he's half Asian, we'll probably be really good at it. I don't have a bad.
Wes has
racket.
A tattoo of two fingers squishing a glowing abdomen. Yeah. Stripping out.
You guys are just such childhood animal lovers and all that.
Yeah, you goddamn right I am.
All right.
All right, guys. Yeah, so that's pretty much all that's going on. This is one of the few papers that exists on firefly reproduction, though. So, you know, don't take it like it's not like the end all be all, but it definitely seems like fireflies are not doing well. And they're hoping to bring awareness to the issue similar to the bee people. Mm. Who you're talking about, the bees and everything. Everybody wants to keep bees and fireflies around. It's just that it seems like all the shit that kills them is like stuff humans do or are not going to stop doing.
What's next? Is lemonade and iced tea going to get extinct?
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
That'd be terrible.
Killed a lot of bees and hornets in my day, too, so.
Okay, keep digging it deeper. Your turn, Wes.
Oh, yeah!
Valentine's Day tip one. Not all rose bouquets are created equal. So if you're looking for roses that are guaranteed to impress, head over to our friends 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers has some of the freshest and most top quality roses for prices that you won't believe. Take care of all your rose needs today. And we're talking about for the ladies. We're talking about for Valentine's Day at the official florist to Valentine's Day, 1-800-Flowers. Right now, when you order early, you'll get 18 red roses for just $29.99 or upgrade to 24 roses for just $10 more. That's a shit ton of roses. 18 roses, $29.99. 24 roses, $10 more. So many roses. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. These things are so fresh, so clean, so red, and they'll guarantee have you kissing her neck or vice versa, whatever you're into. 18 red roses you want to get in, but it expires Friday, so bouquet prices will be going up soon. Take advantage. Pick your delivery date. Let 1-800-Flowers get you laid. To order 18 roses for $29.99 or for an upgrade, remember the upgrade I was talking about, to 24 for just $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter the code HARDFACTOR. Yeah, that's 1-800-Flowers.com, and enter the code HARDFACTOR. Hard Factor. Roses. Sex. Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah!
All right, guys, pizza, jeans, ice cream cones, nuclear reactors, Ferraris. The Italians have given a lot to the world, but they may have outdone themselves with their most recent potential discovery, and that is a cannabis compound that, if able to bond with the cannabinoid receptors in the body, could get you 30 times higher than our current favorite cannabis compound, THC.
Cannabinoid.
Whoa.
Yeah. Cannabinoid.
It's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, try to say that, you smoke this thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, and to me, it's both exciting and also very scary. And in fact, the new compound called THCP, or something I'm not going to try to pronounce, loves your cannabinoid receptors. It bonds to them 33 times stronger than THC. And scientists think this newly discovered compound could be the reason that some strains of weed that claim lower THC content still get you very fucked up.
Yeah. This is why an entire like a tribe of people thousands of years ago lost their minds.
Right.
They discovered this.
Yeah, so there's a lot of science that I just can't understand fully behind the new strain. Like there's two more atoms in its alkyl side chain, THC has
five. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I want to try this stuff.
Yeah, you said 30
really
times
bad,
stronger right. than THC. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Anything else.
Right, so the challenge now, of course, like you know, CBD, all this stuff, is isolating the cannabinoid from the others, much like you do with CBD. So you can have products that just have CBD in it, some just have THC in it. But because it's not so prevalent as THC, I think this is going to be something that is very, very expensive because the process to you know isolate it's expensive. There's also not as much of it, apparently.
But you also need less hits of it, less...
Right.
You guys, know, like someone for its buck.
Someone's got to go Terminator 2 this guy who's developing this and kill him.
This
like they did Miles in Terminator 2.
Why is that?
Think about the weakest tie you've ever had. Weakest tie. Now multiply that weakest tie by 30 times.
No, I would say think about your strongest high and multiply that by 30 times. You're going to be out of your mind.
I'm trying to think about it.
I'd like to know.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
we lost Will.
Yeah, Will's gone.
Will's off heart factor.
If this thing exists, Will's gone.
And he's off the reservation for that matter.
Imagine the lightning bug squisher getting his hands on THCP. Not going to be within 30 feet of him.
But this could be great for certain medical conditions that THC already helps if they can isolate it and, you know, dilute it a little bit and give it to patients that are already benefiting from THC. It could have great, you know, it could do great things for the body.
Someone's got to stop this, man.
And the mind,
and the mind. But I kind of agree with Pat. I think it's probably going to be like you're going to be taking pills of this shit in a year, and a lot of people are going to be overdosing
psychosis.
From THCP.
Yeah.
So
what? They're going to overdose
30 times.
Yeah, Will.
They're going to be at a permanent greenhouse.
The 911 calls are going to go up. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure. So I can't get off my couch. All right, guys, I have a weird one for you. Two monarch butterfly conservationists. Bodies have been discovered within a week of each other in Mexico, and it looks like both were murdered. Both bodies were found with severe trauma to the head and other injuries. Wes, did you kill them? Do you hate butterflies as well?
No, I don't kill butterflies.
You don't kill butterflies or butterfly conservation?
Don't rip their wings off.
No. Somebody does.
They're too hard to catch, that's why.
Yeah, there you go. Raul, you can't see them at night. Raul Hernandez Romero was found dead this past Friday in the Mexican state of, should have practiced this. Michoacan. Sure. The location of
Michoacan.
that's not even close.
Welcome to Michoacan.
The location of Mexico's largest monarch butterfly reserve. Go figure. He was a guide and butterfly conservationist there. He was last seen on January 27th leaving his home to go conserve monarch butterflies, presumably. You know, be a nice guy.
Doing what he loves.
Yeah. Apparently his body had like blunt blows on different parts and a head injury caused by a sharp object. So just a very violent death. Just a few days earlier, the body of Homero Gomez Gonzalez was found in the same area in that huge, the biggest monarch butterfly conservatory in the world or whatever. His body was dumped in a water retention tank. Yeah, go ahead, Will.
Yeah. So, I mean, these guys are just clearly the butterflies happen to be overlapping some dangerous people.
Yes, that's the theory.
According
to authorities, he also had a head injury and died of drowning. He'd been missing for a few weeks. Yes, the theory is that they were like, their conservation is on an area where illegal logging, which I don't know if that's like cutting down trees or whatever, is going possibly
we're taking
something
dumps
else.
Illegally.
But yes, they're saying criminals... They probably rubbed shoulders with criminals the wrong way. Logging, taking dumps. I like that.
Or the butterflies could be revolting. This is something that we could keep an eye on.
Gomez was a manager, the second guy, and his manager of the thing, and his nickname was the Defender of the Monarch Butterfly, which is that's a cool nickname.
He wasn't the defender of himself, apparently.
No.
If you get in the way of deforestation for profit, you get fucked up.
You get killed.
Yeah.
You get blunt trauma to the head and dumped in a reserve.
That's kind of what that Firefly story is about. Big deforestation is a big industry.
Michoacan state is 62 miles outside of Mexico City, so it's close to Mexico City. Millions of monarch butterflies apparently traveled through there during their annual migration. That's why they have the conservatory there. Guys, this is not good news for the monarch butterfly. Another blow to cool insects, and you can expect the amount of trampled butterflies to skyrocket with all these conservationists getting rubbed out. Do you guys remember going to the Butterfly Museum in Key West on the last morning of Will's bachelor party after 5 days of binge drinking?
Oh, man. How could I forget?
Wes didn't go.
Yeah, I was on a scooter.
Wes, yeah, I didn't make it on the trip because I couldn't afford it.
Okay. Well, Will and I remember it. Oh, my God. Boy, was that a bad idea. It was supposed to relieve our anxiety, but I stepped on at least two butterflies by accident. I don't think I killed either of them. I might have killed one of them, but the place is fucking nuts. It's just a bunch of butterflies.
I probably killed a couple of butterflies. Yeah. I didn't care, though.
No, it's just,
I needed it.
Yeah.
You needed their death.
Everyone you stepped on was like power back into your body. Yeah, you had a panic attack that day because you were so...
I just needed the butterflies to land on my shoulders and calm me.
That place was insane. It's just a bunch of butterflies flying around in an open area with a bunch of drunks. They didn't think that place through. It's more of a butterfly slaughterhouse than anything. Yeah.
They have one of those at the San Antonio Zoo. It's pretty crazy.
It's, you just walk around, you're like crunch, you're like, oh.
It's probably because they're breeding in there. There's so many fucking butterflies. They're just fucking like rabbits and like... They make more butterflies. It's just nonstop.
There's like no one that tells you what goes on in there. You like get in line and you're just in there stepping on butterflies. There's no one saying don't step here.
They're landing on you and everything. It's crazy.
You go through like the double like plastic, barriers and one gets out behind you and you freak out.
Oh, so many butterflies get out.
Yep.
It's not good. Yeah. All right, guys, some psychopath asshole opened fire on a Greyhound bus. Well, the bus was in Grapevine, California. Shortly before 1:30 in the morning on Monday morning, killing one and injuring five.
That's terrible.
It's terrible.
You're already on the Greyhound.
It's really bad. Some brave passengers were able to overcome the shooter and disarm him and eventually escort him off the Greyhound bus without further incident. And I was just like, come on. Really? It's a Greyhound, dude. It's bad enough that those poor bastards are on a fucking Greyhound. When I was 12 years old, I tried drugs for the first time when a Vietnam War veteran who was my seat neighbor thought it was about time I put hair on my chest on a Greyhound bus.
You know,
it's a rough place.
You're actually doing them a favor if you kill them on a Greyhound. They're in a bad spot.
I get a plane.
Yeah.
I get a limo, but this is really punching down. The only thing worse is
it's not the place you'd be the most surprised to be shot at.
It's like getting killed on the toilet. You know?
It's really bad. Greyhounds are terrible.
Right, yeah. Did any word, Pat, on how that started?
So, like,
how did the
authorities say they don't know why the shooter opened fire or if anyone knew the shooter on the bus. But the
he woke up from a nap and he's like, I'm on a fucking Greyhound.
Well, exactly. I mean, I got a pretty good idea why he did it,
too. Drove him over the edge?
Yeah, he was on a fucking Greyhound. Man. This is why, like, even if you think that you're a responsible gun owner, leave your gun at home when traveling on a Greyhound because things happen to you on a Greyhound that you don't expect to happen to you. I guarantee this man had no intention of opening fire. And then about on the third hour on that Greyhound, thoughts started creeping into his mind. So thoughts.
Do you have to go? I haven't ridden a Greyhound in a while. Do you have to go with like a metal detector?
You don't have to do anything. Well, you don't have to do anything. You don't even really need a ticket.
Yeah, you don't even have to pay. Really.
You just go. You just get there. Here's what you do, Will, if you want to ride a Greyhound. Go to the worst place in your city, and then you'll find the Greyhound station.
Yeah. What you do, Will, is you get on the bus for free, and you don't tell anyone how you arrived at your destination.
Yep.
And then you lie about how you got to where you got.
Most likely, you've recently been divorced. You just ended a relationship with someone somehow. Right before you get on the Greyhound, almost exclusively. Yeah. So, thoughts and prayers to the victims' families.
Yeah. Jeez. Although, I'm sure a Greyhound bus is a great place to kindle a new relationship.
Yeah, you've been through the amount of over the pants hand jobs are astronomical.
OTP,
you've been through some shit together if you made it through that Greyhound ride.
Yeah. I could see that.
You're just as likely to get a hand job, though, as to deliver a baby on a Greyhound bus.
That's true.
Anything goes. Yeah. It's a crapshoot. All right, last story.
Nothing Weber runs State, like a hound.
Hmm?
Sorry. Go ahead.
What's that?
No.
What's that?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing runs like
He's
a hound.
He's giving the catchphrase for Greyhound.
Yeah, big Greyhound guy over here.
All right. All right. Weber State University in Utah has uncovered a very important regional text, but they cannot decipher it. And what kind of text could be so mysterious, you ask? Well, it's an interview transcript with a famous Utah madam from the 1940s and 50s named Rosette Duchini Davy, who ran the Rose Rooms brothel in Ogden, Utah with her husband, Bill. So the problem with the interview transcript is that it's from 1951, but it's written in an Old West shorthand that nobody can read or speak today, which is just insane, like thinking that the Old West was so crazy that 70 years ago, they wrote in a way that nobody can read today.
Is that true?
Yeah. Well, yeah, like they had a shorthand for writing. Yeah, that's what this interview is.
Get to about. The whores, Will.
Yeah, anyways, the interview is going to be awesome if they could figure it out.
Yeah.
Because Rose and her husband Bill basically ran the town of Ogden, Utah when they were alive and running the brothel, Pat. They said that Rose was bringing in $30,000 a month, and that was back in the 50s.
That's like $2 billion.
Right.
Think about that. What does she take? What percentage is she taking? 20%? She's taking 20% of the puss. So that's a lot. That's a lot of penetration.
Yeah.
Utah's changed.
Yeah. Utah has changed.
Different story today.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was probably changing around the time she went down because she finally got brought down for tax evasion charges. And I'm sure those Utah, you know, those deputies, those whatever, the marshals or whatever.
God, what a conflict of interest in that courtroom. So many prosecutors and judges just being like, oh, fuck.
Because they've gotten their dicks sucked.
Because they're clients.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
Right, yeah, they're busting themselves. They'll just find somebody else. Anyways, now Weber State is hoping to find somebody who can make sense of the lost interview notes. Anybody who's interested in helping can call them at 801-626-6540. So hopefully we have somebody who can interpret.
Can anyone decipher horse speak circa 1940?
Yeah, we got any slutty listeners out there?
Utah horse speak. Yeah. All right. And that's going to do it for Hard Factor today. Remember, tomorrow is What the Fuck Wednesday, so send us your stories, please. Get ready for a Dem debate watch stream on Friday the 7th. That's going to be the New Hampshire debate. But most importantly, have a great fucking day.
I'm taking the day off if Bernie loses.
No, you're not.
See you later, yeah!
Yeah, no, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
Well, that's
right
a little
now.
Rough, Randy. No.
Not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. 'Cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slow. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. 'Cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs. Is they-